This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris at the Paracast, we have Larry Holcomb. We're talking about presidents and UFOs. Let me just ask you an overreaching question here. Now, do the presidents, when they take office, and it could be any of them since, of course, the UFO era started in 1947, are they all universally read into what's going on?
In my opinion, absolutely not. I think Truman was in absolute control of the UFO issue. I think my personal belief is that the Majestic documents, the main core of the Majestic documents, MJ-12 documents, are factual. I think there's some bogus documents in there, too, which sort of spoils the apple barrel, if you will. But I think that the basic Majestic documents are true. I think that Truman set up the Majestic MJ-12 group. I think that was passed on to Eisenhower, possibly not Truman, because there was some, by the time that Eisenhower took office, there was bad blood between he and Truman. But the director of CIA was Walter Beadle Smith, who was extremely close to Eisenhower, as you probably know, and his chief of staff during the Second World War. And Beadle Smith, I'm sure, briefed Eisenhower in detail on it. But I think that by the end of the Eisenhower administration, the intelligence community and the military-industrial complex had started to gain immense power. And the information, the background, the knowledge of UFOs and extraterrestrial life was being wrestled away or taken away from the presidency and being handled deep within the intelligence community and the military-industrial complex. And I believe that what Eisenhower said, that the famous speech, his farewell to the nation speech, when he warned of the power of the military-industrial complex, this was on his mind when he did that. But I think that there was a great shift in power at that time, and this went over into the Kennedy administration, which is another topic in itself. But subsequent presidents, some were in the loop more than others. I don't think Jimmy Carter was in the loop. I don't think, at least at the beginning, Bill Clinton was in the loop. Jerry Ford probably was to some degree. Lyndon Johnson, and I spent some time in the Johnson Library archives, and you're not going to find, well, first of all, you're not going to find a smoking gun in presidential libraries. You may find some time, you'll find timelines that'll help you, but you're not going to find a smoking gun. It's not clear to me exactly how much Lyndon Johnson was in the loop. It could have been a great deal, it could have been very little, but the bottom line of what you're asking is, I think that from Truman to Eisenhower, they were in control. Eisenhower started losing control, and then I think that the real nucleus of knowledge is somewhere deep within the intelligence community and in the military-industrial complex. And maybe surprisingly, but I think that the Office of Naval Intelligence is conceivably more involved in it than any. I think the Navy is very deeply involved in the UFO issue.
Why the Navy over the Air Force?
A lot of little things that I've read. The Navy is very close-mouthed on it. And, you know, I make that statement, and it's hard to give you one example to back it up, but it's just a culmination of little things that I've come across and I've studied to believe that the Navy is very involved in it. The Navy, it's my belief that the so-called Area 51, which I've got some feelings on that also. But what goes on at the Groom Lake, a lot of those contractors out there are paid by the Navy. So I think the Navy is very deeply involved in it. And the Navy has you just can't get anything out of the Navy.
Let me go back to MJ-12. As you know, having followed the UFO field, MJ-12 is highly disputed. And there's been an active debate for years, like between Stanton Friedman, who accepts the original documents, and some of the others, with people like Kevin Randall and Robert Hastings. There was a couple of issues ago of the UFO Chronicles from Frank Warren, an online newsletter, where he had this debate continuing. So it's not cut and dry. And I know
not
we...
at all.
Sure.
Well, and Gene, we should also add an interesting side note to the possible connection between the MJ-12 documents and the Bob Emmenager documentary, and that is the person of Jamie Chandra. He's an interesting link that seems to kind of bring those two events, tie them together because of his involvement in both projects.
Right. Because he was the person who supposedly received the original MJ-12 documents on film, folks.
Yes, that's true. But beyond that, I don't know of any involvement that Chandra had other than receiving the documents. And it was Chandra and Moore. Then they passed the information on to Friedman, who admonished them to stay quiet, because until they had a chance to really examine the documents and come to some conclusion as to whether they were authentic or not. And I think that the work that Stan has done on it indicates to me that the core of the MJ documents are authentic. But yes, it's certainly still controversial.
Well, that's the big argument I wonder about here. We have a person like Kevin Randall, who, of course, has a military background and extensive years as a writer. Why would a person like a Kevin Randall not accept MJ-12 if there wasn't something that was suspicious that kind of made him look askance at it?
I don't know. I can't speak for Kevin. I know that there's a lot of there's a lot of infighting that goes on within the UFO community, of the community of ufologists, and
that's an understatement.
Yeah, I don't know if it's where the legitimate belief stops and ego starts, and it could be a number of things. I don't know. I've read Kevin's work, and I've seen Kevin, and I talked to him at any length, but he's been at the Roswell Museum doing the festival, which I've been at for now the past 3-4 years, and be back again this year. So I don't know. Why he is against it. Flock was, didn't buy into it either. I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable with a lot of the research that Bob Wood has done. Bob and Ryan Wood has done.
Sure.
In researching the documents. Although I had to, not to shift gears here, but I had to cover the Kennedy administration and the possible connection with his assassination. I feel very comfortable using Bob Wood and Ryan Wood's research in my own research and in my own writing. Although they have some questionable documents that they give a high level of authenticity to that I question a little bit, but in any case, such as the Byrne memo, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
I'm going to ask you in our next segment to explain what that is very briefly before we move on. We're talking to Larry Holcomb. The book is The Presidents and UFOs. We have questions from our listeners later on. By the way, if you want to get a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Secrets of the Mysterious Valley, go to our site, theparacast.com, sign up for our free newsletter, and we'll send you an ebook copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
From his secret lair below the Batcave in Sedona, Arizona, we have Chris O'Brien with Gene. The Paracast, Larry Holcomb is with us. You mentioned a specific document that the Woods had that maybe you're skeptical of. Could you tell us more?
The Byrne memo.
The Byrne memo, yes.
Is a document that is supposed to have been retrieved, a CIA document from the Director of Central Intelligence to, I think, MJ 2 through 7 or 2 through 8, not all of the Majestic 12 members. And this document says, I can't quote it exactly, but in essence, the bottom line is that Lancer is asking us for data that we can't allow him to have. That is, and Lancer is the code name for President Kennedy. And what President Kennedy wanted, which we know for a fact, is he wanted to share. He was asking the CIA for data and NASA for data on our space program that we could share with the Russians. In other words, what we knew and what we had learned and all of our information, he wanted to share with the Russians. He was also asking the CIA for all information they had on unidentified flying objects. And the so-called burn memo, which has burn marks around it like somebody pulled it out of a furnace, states that from the director of CIA to these various MJ-12 members that we cannot, if Lancer wants, we cannot allow Lancer to have this information. There are 7 or 8 tab pages that go along with this. The last tab page is the most chilling. If, underline if, these documents are authentic. And the last page is a memo that says, if Washington, meaning the Kennedy administration, and it's very hard to read, and I can't quote it now in depth, but it ends up by saying, if Washington continues to demand this information, these documents, the matter must become wet. And wet is a code word for assassination. Wet was actually coined by the KGB, but it's not out of the question to think that the CIA would use the same code word.
Okay, let's get to the long and short of it. Why do you believe this is a fake document?
I don't say that. I didn't say that I believe it was a fake. I'm saying that I question it. It's very difficult to believe that your government would do something like this. But on the other hand, the Woods give it their highest level of authenticity, and it's an original document. Or an original copy, if you will. In other words, it is like a carbon copy. So it is an original carbon copy document. It's not a photocopy document. So that they can look at the paper, they can look at the watermarks, they can have the ink tested, they can do forensic testing on it, which Bob Wood is a PhD. He worked for McDonnell Douglas for 40 years and on some very top secret programs. So he's not a phony. He's very legitimate. And he spent a lot of time and money investigating these documents. He gives it his highest level of authenticity. I'm not that comfortable with it. But I include it in the book. I include the fact that JFK was very close to a man named Arthur Lundahl, who was head of photo interpretation for the CIA and NSA, I think. I guess it was CIA. And was very helpful and was really the lead man on the Cuban Missile Crisis, interpreting photographs in the Cuban Missile Crisis. Art Lundahl was also a firm believer in the extraterrestrial hypothesis, and he was advisor to Kennedy. Also, a person very close to Kennedy was Dr. Donald Menzel, who was an astronomer. I think he was head of the astronomy department at Harvard.
Right. He was a notorious UFO skeptic who supposedly was at the same time a member of the MJ-12. Let me ask you very quickly, because I want to get back to the presidents. Do you believe the MJ-12 organization exists today, even though the people who were part of it are no longer here?
I think an offshoot of it does. I don't think it's probably not that same name. They probably have a different code word, but I think in essence that yes, it exists, and it is a very small group of people, very deep within the government, be it the CIA, perhaps a few members of few people in the CIA, a few people in the NSC. I don't know. That's really the rabbit in the hat. But I think that, yeah, without any question, that there is an MJ-12 type group that exists today, without question.
All right, let's go back to the presidents and what they knew and when did they know it. So Jimmy Carter saw a UFO famously, although it was later explained for better or worse. But he wasn't read in on this, is what you said.
No, I don't. The group that we were just talking about, I don't think they trusted President Carter. And I don't think that he was briefed on it. You know, there's stories that of George H.W. Bush briefed him and told him he didn't have the clearance to know about UFOs and all that. I question all that. I'm just not sure that the director of CIA would come in and tell a new president or even president-elect that, sir, you don't have the need to know to have this information you're asking for. The simple thing to do is lie to him. You know, why inflame it? So I question those stories. But no, I don't think Carter was trusted, and I think he wanted the information. However, with that said, he could have been briefed and probably was briefed to a certain level and said, this is the way it is, and drop it. Because once Carter got into office, he never mentioned it, to my knowledge, again, publicly. He tried to stay away from it. Jerry Ford was deeply involved in it when he was in the House of Representatives.
Of course, that's the hearings where the Condon Committee came out of that. Let's get more into this in a moment. Larry Holcomb with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
You're coming to a lot of conclusions, Larry Holcomb, about what, for example, President Carter may or may not have known. And we understand the fact that he had reported a UFO sighting before being elected president. After he takes office, he doesn't talk about it.
And he said he was going to talk about it.
Right, exactly. Now,
he campaigned, right.
Sure. Of course, what presidents campaign to do, how often does that really happen?
Right.
But let's look at this. You're making a lot of conclusions here. On what do you base all these conclusions about what a particular president knew or didn't know?
You're talking about the conclusions as far as is what Carter knew, or what
any president knows about this, because you're making conclusions in this book about presidents and their connection to UFOs, what they knew or what they didn't know, what they were read in. How do you come to your various conclusions?
Well, each president is different, and I try to cover that in the book.
Our listeners won't have this book till next spring.
Yeah.
So we want to tell our listeners, give them a hint about what you've got here. So overall, you have a lot of conclusions you're giving us about what's going on, what presidents knew or didn't know. How do you arrive at those conclusions?
Because of certain background information that involves each president, and all of the background information is different. It's what Ronald Reagan, for instance, said when he had two sightings of UFOs, and what he said about UFOs. Jerry Ford was deeply involved to the extent of writing a very detailed letter to the House Armed Services Committee, Mendel Rovers, about having congressional hearings on it. Yet when he gets into office, he says nothing. You know, when Carter gets into office, he says nothing. So yeah, all of these presidents had different circumstances leading up to becoming president Lyndon Johnson is an enigma to me. That's the one person I can't get a real good handle on, although he was involved and was being dogged by Dr. James E. McDonald and Dr. J. Allen Hynek. They were riding his coattails, his backside, pretty hard, to the point that it is reported that he told Vice President Humphrey to get his science advisor and to get a group of people together, which included Kelly Johnson and Art Lundahl and others, to do a study of UFOs and get back to him. He wanted to get Jim McDonald off his backside. So there are different circumstances with every president that you can't say for sure that this is an absolute fact, but you just put the dots out there and see if they're connectable. And I think in a lot of cases, most cases, the dots are connectable.
Well, let's look at Reagan. What did Reagan know about UFOs? He said he has two sightings, but once he gets into office, we have that comment about the possibility of war in outer space. Very cryptic comment. Other than that, what?
There are reports, and I can't put my hand on right this minute, but there are reports that Reagan's, I don't want to say handlers, but his advisors had a hard time keeping him away, publicly away from the subject of UFOs, because he was very interested in it because he had seen them. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it's, I wish I could put my hands on that information right now. But yeah, Reagan certainly had a deep interest in it. He talks about when he was governor of California seeing a UFO and had his pilot, I think they were flying on the Citation and jet, and he saw the UFO pointed out to the pilot and had the pilot actually try to chase the thing. And someone asked the pilot later, did he really think that Reagan believed that UFOs were extraterrestrial? And the pilot's response was, after what we saw, how could you think otherwise? I think that Reagan, then there's this briefing, this alleged briefing that's out there that I mentioned in the book, sort of reluctantly, but it sits in my dubious file. But anyway, a briefing that William Casey was supposed to have given, is supposed to have given to Ronald Reagan, involving Roswell, extraterrestrials that we had recovered, spacecraft, a craft that we had recovered, and what have you. A very lengthy briefing that's on the internet. Again, where did it come from? Who released the recording? Where is the actual recording? The only thing that I find really very interesting is that. Well, I find the whole thing interesting if it's factual. If it's factual, it's a bombshell. But it does have Reagan's ring to it. It when you read it, it sounds Reagan-esque. And the way the briefing was done sounds accurate. So I don't know. As I say, it rests in my dubious file. I mention it in the book. I go into it a little bit, but if it's accurate, Reagan was deeply briefed on the subject.
All right, we're going to have to break in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to bring up something earlier, and then we'll get to later presidents. The story that Eisenhower allegedly goes to get some emergency dental work, but really gets to see a UFO, a couple of aliens, that sort of thing. That story, do you take it seriously?
Not that story. It doesn't add up. He was only out of the public view. I mean, he was supposed to have broken a tooth eating fried chicken at 8 o'clock at night. And they say that he was out of the public view, until he went to church the next morning. Well, why wouldn't he be? I mean, you know, 8 o'clock at night until you go to church the next morning, would the president be in the public view? He had played golf with Ben Hogan either that day or the next day or the following Monday. I think that was a Saturday night. Then he went to church on Sunday and he played golf with Ben Hogan on Monday and some others. He played golf with either Samuel Goldwyn or one of the Hollywood producers. How do you go out and play golf on one day, then overnight go and visit extraterrestrials and then come back, go to church and play golf the next day? And nothing adds up. And the timeline is just too tight. That doesn't add up. Now, I think that was 1954, I believe. I believe that he did go to Holloman Air Force Base when he was supposed to be quail hunting in Georgia in February of 1955. I think that story has a great deal of merit to it. Still, I believe he went there. I believe he saw a flying saucer, if you will. I still have problems with the fact that, and I thought Art Campbell researched this, as you all know Art Campbell, researched this in depth, and Art gave me a great deal of information on it.
Let's pursue this further on our next segment, then we'll get back to a quick summary of what the other presidents may or may not know, and then we'll get some more questions involved. We have Larry Holcomb. The book is entitled Presidents and UFOs. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TECHNIGHTOWL for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The book is The Presidents and UFOs. Larry Holcomb is the author. Let's just move on because we can stop at any one of these topics and spend a whole show on them, and we never cover anything.
No question.
George H.W. Bush, the CIA guy, vice president, becomes president. He must have known something, right?
Well, in the book, I say that I have some question that because people think because that George Bush was director of CIA that he had all the UFO information. He was only head of CIA, director of CIA, for 1 year. You had Alan Dulles that was director for, what, 6, 7, 8 years? Colby for a number of years. You had a lot of people that were director of CIA far longer than Bush. So because he was director of CIA for 1 year, and I really don't know that the director of CIA, they're appointed, and how much they are really on the inside either, although certainly some more than others. Now, Bush certainly could have been, but there's only so much he could have learned on this subject with everything else as DCI that he had to deal with. So this one subject is a really a big plateful to learn in 1 year. However, with that being said, he leaves the Central Intelligence, then becomes vice president with Reagan, who was obviously extremely interested in the subject, and then becomes president himself, so that by that time he could be really deeply involved and have a great deal of knowledge in the UFO issue. But I don't necessarily think that it's because he was DCI for 1 year. But that's my opinion.
Chris, do we have some listener questions you want to bring up now?
Yeah, I do, actually, Gene. There's a number of them here that we've already covered. But, Larry, looking at the executive briefing document that Friedman is fairly certain is, or very certainly is real, do you think that that particular briefing for Eisenhower in 52 happened and this document is legitimate?
I think that document, the Eisenhower briefing document, is legitimate. That's my opinion. I've looked at it. I've looked at the points that people bring up. One of them is I'm getting my documents confused now. But yeah, to answer your question, I think that the Eisenhower briefing document is legitimate.
Okay, I have another question, and this comes from Stagger Lee, who has been a foreign poster since September 2012, and he's wondering, it's kind of a follow-up to the above question, he's wondering if you believe the U.S. government is aware of the abduction phenomenon and if they think it's a real ongoing program.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely do think they're aware of it, and I think they've been deeply involved in it, are deeply involved in it.
His follow-up question is, do you think that there's some sort of agreement between the government and the intelligence is responsible for the abductions?
Do I think that there's an agreement between the government and extraterrestrials?
Or the intelligence is responsible. We don't really truly know if they're extraterrestrial. Reagan's comment aside, you know, what else could they be? We don't have a shred of proof or evidence that I know of, correct me if I'm wrong, that we're dealing with off-planet intelligences. So the question is a little bit more general, but, you know, we are dealing with something that you feel is a real phenomenon. And do you think the government is in cahoots with whomever is, you know, behind the abductions?
That's in my dubious basket. I just don't know. I don't think anybody else does. You know, we've got there are people that say that when Eisenhower met with the extraterrestrials and they signed treaties where a certain amount of people could be abducted and studied and as long as they weren't harmed and returned and the extraterrestrials haven't lived up to this.
That's good science fiction.
Fringe, and I just don't go there. It's too far to the mainstream as far as I'm concerned.
Well, here's another question from Dave M., who is a longtime poster here at forum.paracast.com. Dave's been tuning in since 2007. And he's wondering, Larry, if you believe President Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe were killed because either one of them, either parties, were getting ready to announce what they knew about aliens and UFOs.
I would take Marilyn Monroe out of the equation. I don't know how she would fit into it. And if she came out and said it, it probably would be ridiculed anyway. If she had come out and said something like that, it would have been ridiculed. There are a lot more people with much higher credentials that have said such things than Marilyn Monroe. As far as John F. Kennedy, was he assassinated? I cover that in my book, and I give all the reasons. The Byrne memo, who his advisors were, who was head of counterintelligence for the CIA, which was James Jesus Angleton, who was a brilliant but rather paranoid, who was certainly capable of pulling off a very, very complicated conspiracy for an assassination, for Kennedy's assassination, if such a thing occurred. He was certainly capable of doing that. And I lay these what facts they are out and let the reader decide if the dots are connectable. Personally, I don't know. I think it's within the realm of possibility. I think it's I think the Kennedy involvement in this issue, this extraterrestrial issue, is far more could carry far more weight than a lot of the fantastic conspiracy theories that float around about his.
And there's a bunch. There's a bunch of them too, boy.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question from Matt Bastick, who's been a forum poster at forum.theparacast.com since July 2012. And he's wondering, Larry, if you could share, in your opinion, what you feel is the most overlooked and or unknown story regarding presidents and UFOs. Good question.
What is the most unknown story involved?
Or overlooked. Overlooked and or unknown story.
I think the most overlooked story is the Bob Emanager story and the his documentary and the background of the documentary. I think that story coming from someone of Bob Emanager's character who I've gotten to know well. I've even spent the night at his house. My wife and I spent the night at his house or his guest house. And I interviewed and talked to Bob at length, and we've corresponded. He sent me reams of documents. And I think that story and the fact that he made a documentary that had that obviously had the support of the government is one of the most overlooked issues in ufology today.
As you discussed, the fact that the Holloman landing footage was offered, 600 feet of footage was offered the production crew, and then withdrawn.
Let me add to that. The film was offered, and then it was taken away. And the reason it was taken away was Watergate exploded.
Perfect timing.
And then Watergate exploded, and they came to him. His contact, Bill Carruthers at the White House, came to him and said, "Bob, I'm sorry to tell you, we can't give you the film. We're just getting too much heat now.
We're going to have a lot of heat if we don't do this break."
Okay.
All right. Larry Holcomb is with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.